I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Kristen from The Burt Show. And if you liked what you heard, give us 5 stars. We only accept 5 stars. 4 is unacceptable. I'm just saying.
You guys watched the Kentucky Derby over the weekend?
Of course I did.
You did?
Of course I did.
I missed it.
No, I did watch all of the beautiful hats and the fashion of people walking around drinking their mint juleps. That to me is the most entertaining part of the Derby.
I didn't watch it. I was invested in it, though, because of the trainer I was telling you about on Friday. The horse was Saratoga West or West Saratoga.
Something like that.
It was a black trainer, and there's only been like 2 black trainers to train a horse in the Kentucky Derby. It was a 50-1 odd. I just know it didn't show. It didn't come in first, second, or third, so I'm not exactly sure. But no, I didn't watch it. From what I understand, it was really exciting, though, and there was like a close finish.
It was a nose by a nose by a nose. It was a photo finish of all photo finishes, one of the closest Kentucky Derbies in the 150 years it's been running, because this was the 150th anniversary.
Mo, have you ever watched any horse race before?
I have not.
Never once?
Never in my life.
Abby?
No. Zero.
Perfect.
This couldn't play out any better if we wanted it to.
Okay. Here's what we are going to do. You guys are going to be the sports commentators for the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, God. Okay?
Having never watched a horse race before in your life. What Tommy has done is he has put video together for you in front of your screen. You are going to describe for all those that didn't watch the Kentucky Derby also exactly what is happening in real time.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
First things first, we have to do the call to post. All right. The horses are getting lined up, getting put into the gate. Are you guys ready with your video?
I believe so. I'm watching it.
Okay.
So wait a second. So if they don't hit play at the same time,
Tommy's
hitting play.
No, okay, cool. They're watching the same exact
thing. I thought it would be great if one hits it 5 seconds too late.
All right, so you have there all the horses lined up. We have 21 horses for you to call. How long is the track again? Everybody knows it's how long?
A mile.
4 miles.
Four-mile horse race, man. Those horses are tired at the end of it, man.
It's the greatest how many minutes in sports?
2. Here we go. And they're off!
They're almost off.
And there they go.
Look at the horses run.
Number 12, out in the early lead. I don't know the name of the horse. What is the horse name?
It's my mother-in-law.
It's my mother-in-law. Is out in the lead early, and as they all go towards the gate. They're all at the gate.
Those horses are galloping. That's what they're doing. Really fast.
Oh, one is galloping a lot more. That's don't call your mother tomorrow. That is don't call your mother tomorrow. Taking the early lead.
Look at them go. They're running really, really, really fast. The run to the litters in the back. Little Tiny Tim. Tiny Tim is bringing up the rear.
Tiny Tim is bringing up the rear, but there is Fierceness, who is the crowd's favorite. Everybody know Fierceness is in this to win this.
Just Seal is right behind with
with fierceness that is just steel, just like his name.
We are at a quarter mile now, and Track Phantom is making a name for themselves. Track Phantom bringing it up in the rear, if you will.
Tiny Tim is still in the back, bringing it on home. Track Phantom still in the lead, number 12. Look at that booty in the air. He didn't miss squat day.
Here we are at 46.63 seconds now, creeping up on a half a mile. People, don't you go anywhere, because Just Steel and Mystic Dan are fighting for dominance.
Mystic Dan and Resilience, very close trying to bring it up into the lead. Track Phantom still up at the front.
Here at the 3/4 mile, I don't know why this horse name is Epic Ride, because the horse has been in last place since we started. The ride is not that epic at all.
Confirmed, the ride could be more epic if he galloped a little bit faster, as horses should do on the Kentucky Derby.
Which is exactly what Fierceness is doing. Fierceness will not be denied and will not be stopped, creeping up to the first place once again.
Fierceness bringing it on home, looking stellar in that forest green little cap they've got on.
That Fierceness is moving. Oh, no, we're getting towards the end, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We're getting towards the end.
Home stretch.
I think this is the home stretch. I think Fierceness is going to take it, Abby. What do you think?
Will he go?
Oh, no.
Wait.
Here comes Fierceness or Epic Ride. I don't know who it is, but somebody crept in for the lead and won.
Somebody did, in fact, win.
Somebody won.
It was that close.
It was.
If you were watching it live, uh-huh. Dave, this is the first time I've seen it. The horse that was leading was the 41-1 long shot for a long time there. And West Saratoga that we were talking about was in the top five for a super, super long time.
Really?
Yeah.
The favorite, Sierra Leone, did not end up winning. It ended up being Mystic Dan, who, if I remember, the odds were like 14-1 or something like that, or something in that range. And then I don't even remember who the third horse was, but they were all there. Like, keep on watching.
Look at it.
There's
the photo.
There's three horses there.
Oh, that's close.
Wow. Literally won by a nose, beat the favorite.
Just because he had a longer face, he wins?
Well, whoever is like jutting forward, you have to have the right rhythm, and he just, look, his nose just happened to boom.
And that's it? It's only one race?
Yeah, that's it.
What, do you want him to start back over again? How many times you want these? First of all, you thought it was a 4-mile race. Now you want him to do it over and over and over again?
That's it.
That's it.
All right.
Get it. The Burt Show.